Hello and welcome to today's The Weight Mates podcast, the place for sustainable and comfortable weight loss practices and stories. I'm your host, Christopher. So, welcome to episode 8, everyone, and welcome to a dozen new listeners. I was kind of tracking the analytics the other day, and I saw that there's a bunch of new people listening, and I just want to say welcome. You have come to the right place for losing weight in the most comfortable way possible. So before I get started, two things. One, grab yourself a glass of water or some kind of low-calorie drink. I've got one here next to me as well. This is 400 milliliters of water, which I just sort of spilled over myself. That's great. Or, you know, like I said, a low-calorie drink and enjoy that during the podcast episode. I will now be half wet making this podcast episode, so it's great. The second thing I want to mention is that if you have any questions, again, shoot me an email on christopher@theweightmates.com. But alternatively, if you find email too formal or you simply don't use email, which is possible, just shoot me a DM on Twitter or Instagram, because that's the two platforms that I'm currently working on the most. Just shoot me a DM under the accounts of The Weight Mates, and I'll be happy to respond there. So for today's episode, we're going to dive into three questions that I think are very common when you are starting out losing weight. So if you guys have any questions in the future, send them my way, and I'll answer them on this podcast. Additionally, I'm thinking of maybe live streaming these specific Q&A episodes, just so we can make it a little bit more interactive and you guys can live ask your questions. If you'd like that, again, just let me know either through a DM on Twitter or Instagram, The Weight Mates is the account name, or through email on christopher@theweightmates.com. So let's dive into these questions. The first thing that I think is super common, that I know is common because I myself had questions about this at the start, and that is, I did not stick to my calorie budget yesterday. What do I do? Is everything lost now? Have I failed myself? You know, what's going on? First off, let me tell you, losing weight is not a process of doing it right from day one. You are going to make mistakes. You're going to mess up, and that's fine, right? That is not a problem. Anyone that tells you otherwise should not be in this business, okay? If you did not manage to stick to your calorie budget yesterday, that's fine. If you've gone over by 100 calories, 200 calories, hell, even 500 calories, right? Then it's okay, because the point is, or what you should be doing with that information, is that you take a look at it and you kind of go like, okay, so those 3 gallons of ice cream I had yesterday, they were not helpful for me sticking within my budget. Can I find something else, some other food, which gives me the same satisfaction that the 3 gallons of ice cream did, but has less calories in it, right? And by the way, if you eat 3 gallons of ice cream, that's a lot of ice cream, you know? I'd be all down to have an ice cream party, but let's not eat 3 gallons. I'd be very sick of that. And that's kind of the goal that we're working towards here. We're working towards that revelation of, oh my God, this one food I always have, there's a surprising amount of calories in that, right? And it's not adding much. I kind of find it nice, but when I think about it, you know, I could be having much nicer things for less calories, okay? So if you did not stick to your calorie budget yesterday, don't worry about it. Today's a new day. Tomorrow will be a new day. The point is, you are tracking your food. You are getting the insights on what you are eating, which means in the future, you can start making better choices, okay? So don't worry, okay? This is a learning process. Even I still make mistakes, okay? Yesterday, I made the mistake of not logging at all, right? I've been logging in a streak, right? And in a straight sense, I've been logging for 269 days as of today, okay? And during that time, there's days where I went over. There's lots of days where I went over, to be honest. There's days where I didn't track. There is days where I tracked way too much, right? Which is also possible. If you start tracking every little milliliter of water, you might be overdoing it a little bit, because then you spend a lot of time just tracking, which is also not good, because you want to enjoy life, right? But I make mistakes, and I'm going to make mistakes in the future, okay? And that's fine, okay? You don't need to be perfect, because if you were perfect at losing weight, you wouldn't be here, okay? If you were perfect at something, you wouldn't go to school to do it or to learn how to do it, right? So equally with weight loss, if you were perfect at doing it, you wouldn't be here in the first place. And that's fine, okay? Because no one's perfect, and people say that they are, they're lying. So that's also a great thing to know. The second question I want to get into is also quite an important one. It is, I am hungry in between meals. What do I do? Right? Because I don't want to be hungry. And that's a very good point, because you definitely don't want to be hungry. When the body is hungry, right, it is kind of creating this resistance of sorts. And I'm just trying to explain it in the most basic terms here. It's creating this resistance of sorts, which means it's going to try and stop you from losing weight, because it's realizing it's not getting enough energy. So there's two things that could be going on here, right? Either you're eating too little, right? Make sure, again, if you're a woman, do not go below 1200 calories. It's not healthy, okay? Not at all, and I would never recommend it. And make sure to not go below 1500 calories if you're a male, okay? Do not do it. Even if that means that you don't achieve that full 500 calorie deficit, that's fine, but do not go below those numbers. Not below 1200 for a female, and not below 1500 for a male, okay? Because if you do that, you are likely to consume less calories than the absolute basic minimum your body needs in order to keep up its metabolic rate, right? The ability for it to burn energy, okay? So don't go below those numbers, right? So make sure to check that. And if you're not doing that and you're still hungry in between meals, here's another one of those good moments for that insight, right? If you are having a breakfast of 2 eggs, 2 slices of bacon, a piece of bread, obviously the butter you use to bake the bacon and the eggs, whatever else might be added to it. If you have that kind of a breakfast and you notice that by the time it hits around 1 hour or 2 hours after you've had your breakfast and you're hungry again, but you don't have the calories to eat a snack, you know that there's too many calories in your breakfast. So you can slowly start picking apart each of the individual ingredients of your breakfast and see which ones add a lot of calories, and see if you can somehow either replace that or reduce that so that you can give yourself space for a nice snack in between breakfast and lunch, for example. Right? Something like a medium-sized apple, which is usually an apple of about 200 grams, usually, depending on the apple, there is differences, but for example, Pink Lady apples, they have 96 calories from the top of my head per medium-sized apple, which is a very little amount of calories for what you're getting. You're getting a ton of fibers, you're getting a ton of carbs, and you're getting a ton of vitamins and minerals, which is really important, right? So if you only manage to shave off 96 calories off of your breakfast, you can have that apple in between your breakfast and your lunch, which means you're less hungry, okay? Additionally, if you want another way to kind of quell the feeling of hunger, because that is something your body will get used to over time, if you want to quell the feeling of hunger, make sure to drink more water, okay? Like I said, we need to drink about 0.5 to 0.8 gallons of water a day, which equals to about 2.5-3 liters of water per day, in order to make sure our body can get rid of all the fat it's burning, right? That's one thing, but also to help us feel full, because water makes us feel full. So here's a good tip. If you feel like you're hungry, first have a glass of water, right? Have a nice big glass of water even if it's just 100 milliliters, right? Or 200 milliliters or 400 milliliters like I always do. It helps you kind of figure out, am I actually hungry? Or is it just that normally I would eat something around this time, and so my body is kind of craving that satisfaction? Because if the latter is the case, that glass of water will fix that, okay? So, to recap, if you're hungry in between meals, try and see if your meal is maybe too high in calories. And so if you can shave off a little bit, you can add in a little snack in between meals, which is fine. Or drink more water, right? That's also a big thing. Or make sure to check that you're not consuming too little amount of calories. Remember, Don't go below 1200 if you're a female, and don't go below 1500 if you're a male, okay? Unless that's recommended by a doctor or by a nutritionist, I would never recommend it, okay? So, the third question I want to get into, and this is also the last question, because I want to keep these episodes rather short and compact so that we can really, you know, get to the meat of things really easily. The third thing that I want to note today is that you might be scared of failure, and that's okay. Like I mentioned at the start of the episode, I make mistakes nowadays, right? I've been logging for a very long time, or for quite some time. Some people have been logging for years, right? And even they will still make mistakes, because mistakes happen. You're not perfect, okay? Let's not try and hold ourselves up to someone else's yardstick because they are naturally skinny or because they have a fast metabolic rate or whatever other reason. We should only measure our own ability according to our own expectations, okay? So don't worry about failure. Failure will teach you stuff, okay? If you have a day and you've been sticking to your calorie budget really well, but then in the evening, a close friend or maybe a friend that's just in town for the weekend says, hey, do you wanna go out and grab some McDonald's or something? And then, you know, you might go along and you might have a burger, and then all of a sudden you're over your calorie budget. That's fine. Don't worry. Enjoy the burger, okay? Because there is no level of punishing yourself that is going to take those calories away or that's going to make you feel better. Because we don't want any of that. Because if you start punishing yourself for your mistakes, you'll start growing towards an eating disorder. And you don't want that because those are incredibly difficult to get rid of, okay? So don't do that. I'm going to do an episode in the future where I talk to some people that have experienced eating disorders so that you guys can really, you know, get your first glimpses and your first insight look on what that's like and how to best avoid it, because that is really important. So the key lesson there is do not punish yourself for mistakes. Mistakes happen, okay? What you need to do is that when you make a mistake, you say, okay, I've made a mistake. This is fine. I shouldn't have done that, right? Or I shouldn't have drank this type of drink, or maybe next time I should brush my teeth so I don't get snacky in the evening, because that's a big thing as well. And then you need to save that lesson and move on, okay? Don't punish yourself. It's not worth it, okay? It's not how you're going to lose weight. So if you take that lesson that you've just learned and then apply it to the future, right? When you are again invited for a burger, right? That's fine, that happens. Then make sure to either go, hey, you know, if you're close to your calorie budget limit, right? Then you can have two choices, right? You can either say, sure, I'll go along, but I won't have a burger or something, or I'll have something small. Or you can say, sure, I'll have a burger today, right? Because you want to enjoy yourself. And then tomorrow, and the day after, I'll just reduce my budget a little bit so I can kind of make up for it. Because guess what? One burger a week is not gonna make you gain weight, right? One slip-up or two slip-ups or even five slip-ups a week are not gonna make you gain weight. The point is that you learn from it, okay? So the key lesson there is just don't be scared of failure. Failure teaches you stuff, okay? Failure makes you better at losing weight and better at staying healthy, okay? So I'm just gonna end off the episode there because I feel like three questions is kind of like the optimum number. But hey, if you have more questions that you want to have answered every single Wednesday, send them my way either through email, christopher@theweightmates.com, or on Twitter or Instagram under The Weightmates. You'll see the familiar logo. And I will answer them in these episodes. Additionally, if you guys want these to be live streamed so you can be there live and ask me questions, then that's also possible. Just again, let me know either through email or Twitter or Instagram DM, and I'd be happy to find out. Welcome once again to all the new listeners, and I want to thank you all for listening, and I hope that you have a great day.